Episode 30 is hugely inspired by the book Unfuck Yourself by Gary John Bishop. Probably a little more than I had intended, but still, I put my touch on it. This episode is very oriented about taking action. This episode is for you if you feel like you are on a never-ending hamster wheel, you know that you are holding yourself back, you need a call to wake up, or you desire to learn new beneficial perspectives. I can almost guarantee that after listening to this, you will feel inspired. In this episode, I discuss you will die one day. That is inevitable. Everything we do is to achieve a feeling. It's normal to outgrow things. You're not crazy for feeling unfulfilled. To make a difference in your internal world, you must make a difference in your external world and vice versa. Being your authentic self is so rewarding. Not waiting on a feeling to take action. You don't need permission from anyone or anything to start or end something, and more. This podcast episode is really going to be talking all about action. So this past weekend, I began my journey of coaching school to become a certified personal life coach. And while this wasn't really, I guess, an easy decision, it really inspired me to talk about not waiting to start your life. So let's just jump into it with like the really, really nitty gritty, okay? The only certainty in life is that you will die one day, okay? And I'm not saying this like to be funny, but I really mean it. Like, let's just imagine you are on your deathbed. You can hear the faint beep, 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 and you can feel your body is weaker and weaker, and you know that your time is running out. And you think to yourself, you're reflecting on your life, and what are you going to be thinking? Are you going to be thinking that you spent your life and it all added up, or that you wasted your time trying to please people, stay in some toxic situation? Did you really live life to the fullest? Did you do what makes you happy? Did you love yourself? Did you create a life that you're proud of? And if you died, let's say you're on that deathbed tomorrow, let's say something crazy happened, would you look back now and think, wow, I'm so satisfied? Because if not, that really should be a wake-up call that now is a good time to start. I mean, seriously, I think one of the things that holds us back as people the most is fear. And I just want to talk about this for a second. Fear, I believe, is an illusion. See, I was in research and development for about 6 months before I started my blog and my podcast and all of this stuff, right? 6 months doesn't seem like a long time, but when you're doing it for about an hour at least every day, that can feel like a long time. And I was just like so nervous. What are people going to think? Whatever, you know? And I got to a point when, I talk about this all the time, and you hear it probably if you have been following me for a while, that I went to a conference and I heard Rachel Hollis talk, and her talk just inspired me so much. And one of the things that she said was, if you die with your gifts inside and you never ever shared them and you never did your life passion, then you're not only doing yourself a disfavor, but you're doing other people a disfavor. And that really stuck with me, because when I was going through the worst of the worst, I mean, the days when I was depressed,
suicidal, just addicted to drugs and all sorts of really low things, I wished I had a voice to look up to listen to. And I'm just saying for, you know, the creators out there, be that voice that you wish you had. I mean, be someone who 12-year-old Kaylin or whatever your name is would be proud of. Okay, back to our subject of taking action. The only difference between you and the person whose life you want to be like is that they're actually doing it. And I'll say that again. The only difference between the life that you have and the person whose life that you want to be like is that they're actually doing it. See, the thing is, everyone gets scared, okay? Everyone has self-doubt. Everyone goes through these feelings, but they don't let those thoughts and those feelings hold them back, okay? I mean, let's just, before I turn on this live, I'm like, are people really gonna care? But then you think to yourself and you're just like, once you start to overcome this fear more and more and more, it becomes less, like, it just doesn't matter as much. And yeah, so another point I wanna bring up is, who is your greatest idol? And why are they your greatest idol? Okay, when you think about Abraham Lincoln, I know he's a huge idol for a lot of people. Kobe Bryant, are you most likely admiring them because of their actions, their accomplishments, what they've done? Of course they were scared. I mean, being great is not easy. It's not easy. But overcoming fear to do what it is that you want to do and you love to do, that's what people are going to remember you for. That is what is going to take you far. So my next point is, if you want to make a change in your external life, meaning the things in your life that could be your job, your relationship, or whatever it is that you do. You know, we all have diverse lives. It starts from within. We all have habits, ways of thinking that shapes us into who we are. And when these are repetitive thoughts, like just, let's just say, for example, you think to yourself, I'm not good enough. So when you want to do something, go out or whatever, you think to yourself, I'm, shapes your life into, I'm not good enough. And the same goes for, I'm confident and I'm great and I'll do great at it. That is what will also shape your life. And same goes along the lines of, if you're always trying your best, then everything that you do will be of value. And if you do not try your best, things aren't going to be of value all the time, because when you live your life in a way that is just okay, everything that you do will be just okay. If you do everything exemplary and leadership, then you will be a leader. And I just learned this weekend from my training, the teacher, John Bond, said, if you have your mouth open and you're talking, then you are a leader. And I think that is a really important point. I think people tend to underestimate themselves. We have these thoughts that we tell ourselves. We're not good enough. We aren't loved. We are alone. There's people are scared to be their authentic self. But is that true? I mean, really ask yourself, is that true? Is what you're telling yourself really true? And if it is there something that you can do to change that? And not a week from now or a month from now, but today and right now. So let's go to the next point. Oh, actually, let's continue with this one. If you want to make a change in your internal world, then you have to make some changes in your external world too. It's vice versa. I always think that if you want to become, you know, okay, let's just say, for example, when I started going back to the gym and working on my physical body, I started becoming more stronger in my mental mindset. I started eating cleaner because I didn't want my, you know, exercise to go to waste. I'm not just going to go to the gym for 3 hours and then go eat a bunch of pizza. Like, I mean, maybe some people will do that. That's just not me. So, you know, and then once I started, you know, working out more, eating better, I started becoming more drawn to reading and knowledge and expanding myself in those areas too. And I think it's, you can start wherever, from the mind, the body, or the, you know, the spiritual, inner, outer, wherever. Just start somewhere and you will go places, okay? So one of the things that I really want to bring up is how often have you heard people say, I'll do this when I'm ready. I will start dating when I'm comfortable with myself again. I will, you know, apply for that job when I have this, or, you know, it's always when I'm ready. And you know what ready is? It's a feeling. It's a feeling that you're waiting for. Okay. You will never feel ready. Let's get that straight. You will never feel ready. So if feeling ready is never going to happen, then you should do it now while you are uncomfortable, because it's uncertainty that leads to growth. Finding yourself is like very painful sometimes, but you know what I can tell you? It's worth it. So I also, my next point is, you don't need permission from anyone to stop or begin something. I think sometimes we can get so emotionally attached to situations or things or outcomes that it's hard to let go. And, you know, we don't need permission from anyone to do anything except for from ourselves. And yes, it can be really hard, but really going inside of yourself to dig deep and understand why you are having apprehension to accepting something or starting something is the key to success in whatever it is that you want to start or end. Because you can only fully give yourself that permission. So if you are waiting for your life to begin on a feeling or from appraisal or from validation from someone else, it will never happen that way. You will never get to where you want to be if you were waiting for some exchange. You have to want it so bad that you're willing to do it at whatever cost, whatever the cost is. And, you know, the thing that I think a lot of people don't realize is that I feel like, don't see the importance of our everyday actions. But the thing is, what we do determines our life. So literally, if we thought with more of a perception that what we do, our life depends on it, maybe we would make smarter choices. So there's a lot of people that, you know, they go to school, they go to first grade, then they go to second grade, and they're excited to move up and learn more. And then some people, you know, their trail ends at high school, or their trail ends at college or wherever. And then they find a stable, comfortable job, or, you know, whatever their situation is, and they stop growing. And see, here's the part. People could get really down on themselves because they think, you know, I have all of these things. I'm really good at what I do. Why am I unhappy? But let me tell you, it's really normal to be unhappy when you stop growing. Because you're dying. So I urge you, please continue to grow in your life. Please continue to, even if you have a comfortable situation, you know, I'm not saying leave everything that is stable for you. I'm saying read some books. And, you know, I recommend reading books about everything. But first, figure out what you're passionate about. You know, go try more hobbies. Don't sit in your comfort zone for too long. And if it's a career change that you are contemplating, seriously, do that. Don't hold yourself back, because the thing is, when the passion is hot, that's the time to act. Over time, it's only going to dissipate more and more and more until eventually you're like, why did I even want to do that? And then years later, what if I started that thing? So I know I always say this, but being your authentic self is so rewarding and so important, because I see it all the time. People, they want people to want like them so bad that they shift and mold into this idea that, or this, you know, this kind of person that they think people are gonna like. But the truth is that, you know, they probably don't like that mold very much. And if they really do love you, then they would love you for you without that mold. See, when you are being yourself and you really, really love yourself, then it actually doesn't matter at all what people do or what people say to you, because you accept yourself for who you are. So people can be themselves. I mean, seriously, like, if you know me, you know that I've had a bit of a challenge with my family accepting, you know, but now I can be around them. I can be around them and they're still the same people, but I've changed because I accept them for who they are. Different isn't bad. So let's just say, you know, there's a husband who has a very successful career and he's a very motivated, going, hustling kind of man. That's what he loves in his life. That's his style. But his wife and his kid are more like watch TV, relax, just get a stable job. And that's their flow. And to the working husband, the working man, he's like, man, why are they so lazy? I don't agree with this. Get off your butt. And he's causing himself the stress. But the thing is that I've learned is being different is just that. They're just different. It doesn't make you right or them wrong or them right. Different is just different. And differences actually are the spice of life. If everyone was the same, it would be so boring. I mean, if you are the kind of person who likes to help people, how are you going to be able to help people if there's no one to help? And vice versa. Having people that are in a different mindset, I mean, I love to hear things from people who think adversely to me because it opens my eyes and challenges my ideas. So you only fail when you don't dare to try. See, nothing is really a failure. If you start something and it doesn't work out like, you know, you plan to, at least you know that you tried, and at least this thing that you did, you learned from it. You gained knowledge, okay? If you never try, you will never learn anything. And that is the only failure. That is the only failure. For example, you will not regret becoming a full-time bodybuilder. You will regret not even stepping foot in the gym. You're not going to regret, you know, maybe having a large family, buying a house, having the perfect marriage. But you're going to regret not even going out there and trying to, you know, commit to some form of love. You're not going to regret not making $1 million, but you're going to regret not even trying to apply for this job. So please, I urge you, step your foot into the game of your life because your life depends on it. Stop playing it safe. I mean, seriously, there's this quote, and I think it's by Kobe Bryant. It's, if when you are afraid, that is, or uncomfortable, that is when you are afraid, that is your comfortability crying. So what this is saying is, get out there, step your foot into your life, do what makes you feel alive. And I don't mean today, I mean, I don't mean tomorrow or the next day or the next day or when you feel like it, because you will never feel like it. Again, this is about taking action now. N-O-W, now. Do not put off what you want to do any longer. Seriously, stop it. Cut it out. You will feel so liberated and it will give you a sense of purpose. The reason why you want to do this thing is because it is meant for you to do this thing. You would not have this feeling if it wasn't for you to do it, if you weren't capable of doing it. You want to do it because deep down inside, you know that you can, and you know that you're going to be dang great at it. So, you know, let's just recap a little bit. Stop waiting on a feeling. To make a difference in your internal and external, you gotta start somewhere. It's normal to feel stuck in your life. You know, when you're not growing, you're dying. So keep going. You will die one day. So, you know, what are you gonna think about when you are on your deathbed? Are you going to be happy with the life that you lived, or are you going to be regretful? The only difference between you and the life that you want to live, the only difference between you and the person whose life that you want to be like is that they're actually doing it. And when you think about your biggest idol, what comes to your mind is their action. So remember, what determines your life and what you will be remembered for is not what you wanted to do. It's what you are doing. So remember that. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Love yourself. Take care of yourself. Drink lots of water. Get lots of sunshine. And take action now. Don't put off anything else. Love yourself and live your life. Have a wonderful day. Remember that this will come live on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, whatever your favorite streaming platform is, Friday morning. And yeah, every single week I post a new podcast episode on Friday morning. So with that, have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode about taking action. If you enjoyed this, please subscribe and share it with your friends and family. If you are listening to this on Apple Podcasts, I would be very grateful for a review and rating. It helps a lot and I really, really appreciate it. You can sponsor this podcast by donating a small monthly fee to keep the episodes coming at www.dearlovelyuniverse.com/support. You can find me at Dear Lovely Universe on Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. You can purchase Unfuck Yourself by Gary John Bishop by tapping the link in the description or wherever you prefer to purchase books. I highly recommend it, and have a wonderful day.